verse number 38, chapter 3, verse number 38. Dhume na viyate vannihi. Yatha darsho malena cha.
Yatha darsho malena cha.
Yathol bena vrito garbha. Tatha tene dam avritam. So Bhagwan continues. What does this desire do? Kama. What does it do? Last line. Tatha ten idam avritam. Idam. This is covered by that. Avritam is covered. Tena means that. So this is covered by that. What is this and what is that? We'll talk about it, but just very briefly. And it will be explained further in the next verse, 39 verse. But this means this wisdom. This our wisdom is covered by that desire, that kama. So in brief, our wisdom is covered by that anger and we are not able to think quite wisely when this overwhelming desire, Bhagavan Buddha calls it tanha. It's a very beautiful word. Tanha means overwhelming thirst, that I am so thirsty that I'll satisfy my thirst even if it means stealing your water. So this overwhelming thirst where I must get what I want even if it means stealing from you, that is called desire. So that desire consumes our wisdom. Now there are three kinds or three examples given in this verse. Dhumena. Dhuma is smoke. That's why in India when you go there is sign Dhumrapana Nisheda. So smoking is prohibited. So Dhuma means smoke. Dhumena means by smoke. Avriyate is covered. Vannihi. Vannihi is fire. So fire is covered by smoke. Yatha. And in the same way, Adarsha. Adarsha. Darsha means to see. So that's why we have Darshan. You know, we say Bhagwan ke darshan. I went, you know, to the temple and I saw the Lord, saw his form. But also darshan is also means philosophy, darshan shastra. That's why Advaita Vedanta is called darshan shastra, because it shows us who we really are. So adarsha means that which shows very well. So adarsha means mirror. So just as a mirror shows me clearly who I am. If I'm young, it shows me as young. When I'm getting old, it shows me as old. If I'm gaining weight, losing weight, it shows it very clearly. That nothing can be hidden from the mirror. So that's why it is said, adarsha, which shows very well. So, yatha adarsho malena cha. Just as dust covers a mirror. So just as smoke covers a fire, dust covers a mirror. And what is the third example? And just as Ulben avrita garbaha. So just as the child in the womb is covered by the womb, the child is firmly covered. Child can't even move, can't move his hands or legs, can't even eat, you know, is fed from the umbilical cord, from the mother, and is completely covered. So there are three examples. Just as smoke is covered by fire, mirror can be covered by dust. You know, mirror, if you don't clean it for a while, you have not occupied, the dust will coat the mirror and you won't be able to see yourself. Or the child is covered in the womb. Similarly, our wisdom is covered by this desire. So why three examples? You could have just said one, just as mirror is covered by dust. But three examples are given because there are three different kinds of desire. Sattvic, Rajasic and Tamasic. So we are always under the influence of three gunas, all of us. We are a mixture of all three. Sattva is purity or knowledge. Rajas is passion, activity, and Tamas is laziness, ignorance. And we are a mixture of all three. We have some purity in knowledge, we have some passion, we have some ignorance. And also different times of the day, like when you wake up in the morning and you sit for meditation or for puja, you know, you've taken a bath, your mind is pure sattvic, and you see the sunrise and you chant the Gayatri mantra and your mind is filled with sattva. And that's why they say the morning time is the best time. They call it Brahma Muhurta, you know, morning 4, 5 in the morning is the best time to pray, to meditate, because that is when the sun is just beginning to rise. I think most of us haven't seen that, but that's a different point. But so that time is when our mind is sattvic, is very pure. But then as we go to work, it comes rajasic. Oh, I have to work, I have to accomplish, I have to get, I have. And then by the end of the day, we are exhausted and you say, look, all I want is give me a beer. I'll just put my feet up on the table and just doze off. That is, you're under the influence of pure tamas. So we are a mixture of all three. And Bhagavan says, try to keep your mind as much as possible in sattva. Keep your mind in purity, in knowledge, in remembering the Lord. So three examples are given because smoke covering the fire is like a sattvic desire. Like say, I am a wise person. You know, there is a wise person and he has some small desire, but his desire is not for himself. His desire is to serve the world. He says, I want to serve the world. He has the knowledge, but then this small desire comes. So he may serve the world, but he's able to do that and still maintain his wisdom. That's one. You know, a wise person has some minimum desires. And just as smoke, how do you remove smoke? Just a gust of wind. Wind comes. Smoke is gone and the fire is unaffected, is uncovered. So same way, this person can drop the desire anytime. That is sattvic desire. But suppose the desire becomes so strong. It is a sattvic desire. It is a desire to serve the world. But his fire becomes weak. His knowledge is not that good, not that clear. He says, I want to serve the world. And you ask him, you know, you should go to Gita lecture. You know, why go to Gita lecture? There is so much misery in the world. I want to go and serve the world. And there are some people who say, look, I do good. I treat my patients well. I treat my customers well. I don't lie. I don't cheat. Why do I need to study anything? Why do I need to go to any class? Why do I even need to go to the temple? I am fine. Yes, it is good. You know, if he's doing a good job, living a good life, not hurting, cheating is good. But then you won't grow. You will stay in that. Yes, you do good and you work. But from karma, you have to go to gyan. Without knowledge, you will stay in the same place. It's like running in a treadmill. It looks like you have accomplished a lot. Run, run, run. But at the end, you are in the same place where you started. You ran 3 miles, 4 miles, the treadmill will say. But you didn't get anywhere. So similarly, karma is, activity is good, but karma has to be accompanied by knowledge. So a person who is only doing karma and not getting the right knowledge from listening to Gurudev, Swami Chinmayananda or all the other acharyas who have written, or whether it's the Bible or the Bhagavad Gita or Buddha, all the teachers, without getting knowledge, then you are doing, but then you are not progressing anywhere. So that is like, there is a lot of smoke, but the fire has become weak. And so this person's knowledge is covered. He has no knowledge. He has no interest in knowledge. So they say doing good karma is very important, but do not limit yourself. Also study. Why am I doing karma? Who is this God for whom I am working? Know that nature. And how can I know this God? How can I reach that? That should be the goal of every human being, no matter what age I am, no matter what station in life, that my goal, my one goal in this life is God. And that one has to be very clear. No matter what, whatever job I am doing, wherever, my children, grandchildren, all that is good. But my only goal in life is to reach God, to know God. So these are the three kinds of. So the sattvic desire is like that smoke covering the fire. It just needs a dust to remove it. So for a sattvic person, the desire may be there, but it is very easy for this person to drop that desire. He says, all my desires are ended. I have one goal, and that is God. What is Rajasic? Rajasic is like the mirror, which is covered by dust. Now, a gust of wind comes. It can remove the smoke from the fire. Can it remove the dust from the mirror? No, even a storm may come. The dust will not be removed. The dust has to be wiped. You have to take a cloth and clean the mirror. Without that, you are not going to be able to see yourself. The mirror will not serve its purpose. So, for a rajasic desire, a person has a desire for selfish reasons, for me and mine, that has to be removed with effort. So, I have to get the right knowledge, and then only with enough effort, I substitute my anger with love, my greed with sharing, compassion. I put a lot of effort, reduce my vasanas, my selfishness, and then alone, my desire will be removed. So you need effort. Now, tamasic desire is like the womb, the baby in the womb. Can you see the baby? No. Can you remove the baby? No, you can't. You have to wait 9 months. And even then, it needs a lot of effort. How much effort is required for the baby to emerge out of the womb? All the ladies know that. So, a child covered in the womb cannot be removed just like that. You have to wait 9 months, and there's a lot of effort. So, when a person is under a tamasic desire, sattvic is the pure desire to serve, rajasic is selfish, tamasic is a destructive desire, like these drug dealers or these child molesters or these. When they have this negative desires to harm the world, time is the only thing that will take care of it. He cannot be cleared by knowledge. He may read the Bhagavad Gita, he may have memorized all the Upanishads, but he or she has to go through suffering, because when you have done tamasic actions, your life has to go through that's what Bhagwan, Swami Chinmayananda Gurudev says, that the blows of time will hit him so much when he has lived his whole life in hurting and harming others. And a tamasic individual, only through his own suffering and with time and with repeated births, only then, if he gets the wisdom, then and then only he can come out of that. So there are three kinds of desires: sattvic, the pure; the rajasic, selfish; and tamasic is destructive. So, adarsh, we already talked about the mirror, and weakness, we all have these weaknesses. And each and every one of us, I know what is my weakness. Somebody may have a weakness for alcohol, or for TV, or for food, or for drinks, or for clothes, or for possessions. So, we have to analyze what is our actions, and according to that, with the right karmas, we can remove our weaknesses, our problems. And as we said, wind alone is not required. Wind is good for sattvic, effort is for rajasic, effort and time is for tamasic. So, talking about desire and wanting, I and mine, it reminds me of King Solomon's story. I think King Solomon you might have heard of, but there was this famous incident where there were these two women who wanted the same child. And she said, this is my child. Other one says, this is my child. I gave birth to the child. Other one says, no, I gave birth. Now, King Solomon cannot decide. He doesn't know. So, he was so wise. He said, bring a sword and cut the child in half. And one mother can have one, other mother can have other. So, one mother kept quiet. Other mother said, no, don't cut the child. Let her have it. I am ready to give up the child. I don't want the child to be cut. So, King Solomon says, this is the real mother. She is ready to give up the child, but does not want the child to be cut. So, that's the famous story. And the one who was willing to have the child cut, that's not the mother. So, same way, two ladies, now older ladies, took this young man with a three-piece suit and all and dragged him before King Solomon. And one says, you know, this young man, he promised to marry my daughter and he took advantage of her. Other one says, no, he promised to marry my daughter. He's my son-in-law. He says, my son-in-law. They both want to possess him. King Solomon, you know, didn't know what to do. So he said, cut him in half and give half to one daughter and half to the other daughter. So one said, okay, cut him. Other one said, no, 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 don't cut him. It's okay. Let the other girl have him. I don't want this young man to be cut. So King Solomon says, the first one gets this boy. He said, the first one? Yeah, he can marry her daughter. He said, but she's the one who wanted the child cut. He wanted that young man cut. He said, yeah, she wanted him cut, so she's a fit mother-in-law. So gave it to him. So just a little humor. So desire to possess overwhelms our wisdom. So this wisdom is overwhelmed by that desire. Ten etten, by that desire, idam avritam. So this desire covers our wisdom just as smoke covers fire, which is sattvic. Dust covers a mirror, which is rajasic. Or the fetus is covered in the womb, which is tamasic, which needs a lot of effort. So if I have a sattvic desire, then that is good for the betterment of society. If I have a selfish desire, I need to remove it and it will take more effort. But if I have a tamasic, destructive desire, then only the karmas will take care of it. So that is the second verse. We'll do the third verse.